This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 232 for Wednesday, January 22nd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are higher, but softer from earlier increases on Wednesday as they rebalance with Chicago soy, says a trader. At the final settlement, the March canola contract tacks on 60 cents at $630.10 per ton, and the May contract adds $1.20 at $639.80 per ton. The trader explains canola was lagging behind Chicago soy by upwards to $100 per ton over the last 2 weeks. He also notes as soy is being sold today, canola is being bought. Meanwhile, there are challenges for canola with recent biofuel tax credit changes made by the United States government that exclude canola oil. The trader also suspects the new Trump administration is trying to undermine the U.S. biofuel industry. Canadian canola is facing supply issues, with exports and domestic use still on pace to outstrip this year's harvest. As declines in Chicago soy oil and soybeans apply pressure on canola, there are gains in soy meal. More pressures coming from losses in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Crude oil turns lower again, adding more pressure to the vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged on Wednesday afternoon, with the loonie at 69.62 U.S. cents. U.S. President Donald Trump continues to muse about tariffs. He's suggesting a 10% tariff on imports from China, as well he's considering tariffs on imports from the European Union. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announces a private sale for 136,000 tons of old crop corn to unknown destinations. The USDA's attaché in Australia is sticking to the department's official estimate for Australian wheat production at 32 million tons for 2024-25. However, the attaché ups their estimate on wheat ending stocks to 8 million tons. China says it's halting soybean purchases from 5 Brazilian companies, citing phytosanitary conditions. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Wednesday afternoon. The March contract loses 11 cents at $10.56 per bushel. March soy oil drops 1.35 cents at 44.43 cents per pound. But March soy meal adds $4.80 at $315.80 per short ton. Also in Chicago, March corn gives up 6 cents at $4.84 per bushel. March oats are down 6 cents at $3.66.5. And the U.S. wheat complex turns mixed, with Chicago March losing 5 cents at $5.54. Kansas City March dips 0.75 cents at $5.75. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March inches up a penny at $6.05.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, January 22nd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.